other dimensions. Could we be wrong about the dimension we are in? On the surface it seems not, but the concept itself may someday be proved wrong. Even if we are correct, could there be something like negative dimensions that are tied in some way with antimatter, or something we have yet to discover? It seems we are not very good at perceiving higher dimensions and understanding them. Does anyone think we would do any better with dimensions formed by antimatter or maybe even dark energy? Maybe it is time to think about what might exist we know nothing about, or only a select few do and are keeping it secret. We usually say the government or governments are keeping things from us. They are. The only question I have is the information related to things that are a threat to national security, or do they also keep things secret they don't understand or are afraid to tell us? When we talk about this, it seems we hardly ever mention the fact there are secret organizations out there which could have something to do with a subject which would interest us if we knew about it. I am not talking about the usual suspects like the Illuminati or Skull and Bones. I am talking about organizations which are so secret we have never heard about them, for the most part. It is possible, for example, some scientists might have formed one, especially if they knew something so terrible they wanted to talk about it among their peers. The same might be true among some government works, military and others, and we don't know about it. Did the ancients know about some things we have lost the knowledge of today? There is a theory which states races on Earth were wiped out quite a few times, and some of them might have even been more advanced than we are today. One of the things the theory is based on is recent evidence of floods over the Earth happening many times and leaving traces in the soil as archaeologists dig down. There are scientists who believe one such object which proves this theory is the Sphinx. They claim water erosion around the base has been dated to more than 11,500 years ago and would be the most recent example of this phenomenon. There is also the suspicion the Sphinx and Great Pyramid were built by a race more advanced than the ancient Egyptians, and they found these objects. Getting back to the dimensions, we think length, width, and height are the first three dimensions, and time could be the fourth. Our brains may not be equipped to imagine any lower dimensions, just as they really can't understand any higher ones. When we measure time, it is a purely human construct. We have formed time into years, months, days, hours, minutes, and seconds. We just as easily might have formed it into other measurements, and maybe those who might have existed and been wiped out did. It is very hard for us to imagine this because we are so used to the idea of things being this way. We see all types of ruins all over the planet, and some were built with some incredible accuracy which we are amazed at. Others were built in places where we could not build today, such as on top of mountains. Still others were built using such heavy stones we don't have a machine today which could move them. How is all this possible? Could it be because there are some dimensions which could have provided the power to move these things if we knew how to access them? We talk about a power from space called zero point. We know it exists but are yet to find a reliable way of tapping into it. We never mention the fact if there are other dimensions there might be ones which have power which could be used. We talk about wormholes all the time, but I hardly ever hear anyone saying there could be a shortcut between dimensions. It is usually said they are a shortcut between two places in space. If they are a space shortcut, maybe they could lead to many other places if we knew how to control them. There could even be different types of vortexes. Some might be for time travel, for example. Many people claim to have walked along and suddenly found themselves in the past. Books have been written about this, when they found their way back. Maybe dimensions are nothing like we see them as. Our dimension, the one we live in, might have more to it than just length, width, height and time, and we just can't detect this. Maybe we are not taking advantage of all the possibilities. There is an idea we are sharing out dimension with other invisible and undetectable beings and maybe creatures. Some even think when we die, we are still here but have shifted to a part of the dimension humans can't detect. They also believe with some effort on the part of the dead they might be able to make themselves known, and this would account for all those supposed ghosts and spirits which have said to have been seen or contacted us in some way. Many believe our universe ends when we reach the distance where the Big Bang has reached. Even if they are correct, which I don't believe, would we hit a wall if we tried to go further? Could they be partially correct and there is another dimension at the end, or there just is the more stars, planets, black holes and such? Maybe there is empty space. What if galaxies were different dimensions and we haven't found that out yet? How could we see them if this was true? One thought is we are only seeing the light which these galaxies have put out a long time ago, and maybe we can see the light from some dimensions and don't realize it. If and when we finally meet extraterrestrials, will they have the capability to see higher and maybe lower dimensions, if these dimensions exist? If an alien has a plasma-like body, as has been reported by at least 6 Russian cosmonauts, they might be able to exist in almost any dimension, unlike humans who might even die in some dimensions being twisted out of shape, squashed, stretched and who knows what else. The question of dimensions is a very interesting one, and it will be something if one day we can get the answer to these questions and maybe even navigate another dimension or two.